The 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org. Kalpana Jain, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure entirely.
You've covered a couple of other AIDS conferences. What so far, we're midway through, stands out to you about what's different here in Toronto?
You know, I remember, well, Durban was really my first conference, and when I went to Durban, the whole tone was set by the political leadership there because, you know, President Mbeki was just refusing to accept that HIV causes AIDS, and that was a big controversy at that time, and that sort of set the whole tone for the rest of the conference, and that sent out a message to the rest of the world, and they were believers and non-believers. Bangkok again, which I covered, was, you know, the political leadership setting the tone, but here, you know, the political leadership was really missing, we know. But what is very interesting is one finds new leadership emerging in this conference.
The bills. Bill Gates and Bill Clinton.
Yes. And that's very interesting because, you know, these are the leaders that will have a lot of influence over other governments. It's a completely, you know, it's perhaps we can say it's a neutral leadership. Governments listen to them. There's no politics involved there. So perhaps, you know, they can be more effective in being, you know, future leaders and leaders of change.
And in terms of India, what have you heard, learned about the epidemic in India that you think will have real resonance at home?
You know, I mean, this conference is huge. There's so much happening here.
So much.
And this is not really to take away from the effort of the conference or everything that's going on, but as I think about home and think about, you know, Indian people, I think of what am I going to take back from here? We talk about one world, one hope. And when I think about India, I think the real issues are not getting addressed here.
Are not getting addressed.
They're just not coming up here. The issues that have been talked about here, you know, the broader issues, is the pill, is circumcision, is a new drug, are they relevant for us? Circumcision is certainly not relevant for us. The pill, you know, we already haven't been able to put people on antiretrovirals. There are only about 60,000 people in India on antiretrovirals out of a total of 5.2 million people who are infected. And in India, it's largely, you know, it's getting to be a rural epidemic, which means 58% of the infected people in India are really from the rural areas. Now those issues out there are so difficult. It's reaching health services. I've been into villages where HIV is spreading, and we still have these practices where one injection, one syringe is being used, you know, to inject an entire village. Someone is sick, they come to the doctor, who's usually the quack, but he's providing the health services, and he uses that one injection without sterilizing it. So we don't know what's going on there. You know, we talk about all these issues of needle exchange programs, which is good, but you know, here are simple solutions. Here is a problem. For all we know, we can have an entire village infected by the virus. What are we doing about addressing all these issues? We have a big problem of trafficking in India. I don't see trafficking coming up as an issue here at all.
Drugs, sex,
I mean, all of it. So,
although the issue of sex workers does seem to come up over and over again in terms of making sure treatment and prevention messages are targeted to that group.
But, you know, the basic issue is trafficking. When young girls are coming in and, you know, they are being forced into sex work, we know that the issue of sex workers keeps coming in, provide them condoms and, you know, sort of give them whatever facilities, microbicides in that context. But I think a very important issue in context of India is really trafficking. Why can't we see those issues coming up here?
On behalf of Kaiser, you work with many journalists in India in trying to instigate more coverage of AIDS. What on the ground are some of the obstacles that journalists in India have?
I'll sort of begin with a slight background, and which is that for a long time we've neglected public health issues in India. It's really not been very high on our political priorities to address public health issues, even though they're so crucial and so important. as a result, it sort of reflected in the media, and media hasn't taken up public health issues in a very serious manner. There have been few individuals here and there who've been sort of trying to push it all entirely as their own effort. But as a media where, you know, it sort of felt that we need to do these issues, it's not there. It's always, you know, when I was on the health beat, I was always, it was sort of a message, sort of an unwritten one, which was, it's not going to take your career anywhere. You know, it's the political beat that gets you somewhere. Now, with that background and with very little coverage of health issues, with the editors being very little not much sensitive about these issues, when we go to editors and want to talk about HIV/AIDS, there's a lot of cynicism. And usually the reaction is,
Even now there's a lot of cynicism.
And the reaction is, well, we have a lot of other issues, so why HIV/AIDS? And it's mostly seen as a donor-driven kind of an issue. So it's not really our issue, but because donors are pressing for it, and therefore, you know, we are expected to take it up. That's the kind of signal that editors send out. It's very, very difficult to sort of start getting them to cover HIV in a serious manner. I find, you know, it's more than the editors. If the reporter gets convinced, and if the reporter really sees that there are stories out there, really sees what's happening around, what's happening to people, really the people, you know, related stories, the human interest stories, stories in the interiors of villages, how people are dying, that's what really moves the reporter and changes things for us.
And so beyond suggesting to reporters what may be the really great stories to cover in AIDS, what strategies do you share with them in terms of getting past the gatekeepers who are cynical?
Yeah, well, you know, this is what I try and do, which is, I think, what transformed my coverage of HIV/AIDS. And this is what I try and do with reporters. Take them to the real sites. And by sites, I don't mean really projects run by NGOs. But, you know, I just go out as a reporter into the villages where I've never been there before. And I'm going there as a journalist to see what's going on there. And I take these journalists with me. And we are all looking at the issue. Just, you know, I'm sort of talking to them as journalist to journalist, and they are free as reporters to make their own assumptions on what they see. And my experience so far has been that when they see the reality, that's really, you know, the ground level, they come back completely, completely transformed. And then they have the power to change the thinking within their newsrooms.
Thank you very much, Kalpana Jain.